Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time on a Monday. Welcome in, everyone. So, Americans Gallup says President Trump approval rating as he heads to El Paso tonight up to 52%. And Americans' optimism about their personal finances has climbed to levels not seen in more than 16 years. 69% now saying they expect to be financially better off at this time next year. They expect to be better off. It's a 2 percentage points below the all-time high recorded in March 1998, at a time when we had a nation's economic boom, Gallup says. So that is a big uptick. And I'm asking, have you, now we're on the beginning phase of this. In about 2 weeks, we'll start to hit really, maybe 3 weeks, the epicenter of people actually doing their taxes or going to their tax person. What have you seen so far? This is the test now. We heard all this stuff about the Trump tax cut. And if people are starting to see results at the back end of this now, the first year of doing this, well, then that's really going to ratchet things up, and it's going to take the issue away from Democrats who are saying, of course, it's...
In terms of the bonus that corporate America received versus the crumbs that they are giving to workers to kind of put the schmooze on is so pathetic.
Is it? Let's go to Frank and Royers for it. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. I'm a retired person. Last year, I made $4,000 more than this year. I paid $4,000 in taxes last year. This year, my bill is $2,000.
Nice.
Now, the thing is, because I made $4,000 more, I added, I said, okay, make that $400 more mm-hmm. at a 10% rate that I have to pay, would have had to pay if they were equal.
Right.
So that's still a $1,600 windfall for me.
Yeah, you happy with that? Is that enough then? You
feel yes, yeah. I'm very happy with it. I thought it was going to be about, for a retired person, I thought it was going to be about $500.
Okay. That's very good then. I'm glad to hear that result, Frank, because for the last 2 months, I haven't heard anybody call me on a positive note on this, so that's good.
Well, you know, one of the problems is my daughter was complaining about it. And, you know, she's married and has a child, and her husband works.
Right.
They both work. They back last February, they were telling me how much more money they were making every week. But now they have to pay a little bit of money to the government. What people have to look at is what your tax bill was last year and what your tax bill is this year.
Right.
That's what you compare. You can't compare the refund because I think the IRS probably screwed up in February where they gave people money right at the beginning, and people love that big tax return.
That is great. You broke the code, Frank. That's exactly the way to look at this. 855-839-1210. Now, you know the media is out there looking for horror stories. This is going to be a month of this. If they can tear down one of the signatures of President Trump, which is the tax cut. And look at what it took, even with control of both houses, to get that done. Something that, you know, is a cornerstone of what Republicans are supposed to be about. Has it worked for you? I'd love to know, have you started to do your taxes on your own? Or you go to a person, have you seen a better result this time around? I told you, our tax guy told us last year it'd be a much better result. He calculated, you know, all things being equal and all that, that there'd be a better result. John in Feasterville is on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, John.
Hi, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just did my income tax Sunday before last and filed Sunday night, and I got my refund Saturday morning deposited in my check, in my checking account. We made approximately the same amount of money within a few hundred dollars of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm retired. My wife works. The big thing was being over 65, I got an extra increase on the standard deduction. And we ended up with about a 25% increase in our refund over last year with basically the same income.
Wow, that would seem to be a pretty good result, huh?
Yeah, very happy with it. I was most of that was about three quarters of that was my wife getting extra take home pay from February 1 to the end of the year, but we still got an extra $500 or so just by having a lower tax bill with what we paid.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's working for you guys. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. All right. I was getting worried there because, look, I think this is the right thing. It took a lot to get it done. But Republicans have not been good at being out there. It was almost like a blah after that initial excitement, right? And, you know, the caveat is you got to know you're probably taking home more money. So the refund wouldn't be as big because of that fact. And the first caller is had the right way to calculate this about how this worked out for you over the course of the year. This is a big moment here. The next month, month and a half. To win this battle publicly, that this is working versus the Pelosi's of the world and others and saying it's just a bunch of corporate people who made out, we might as well go to socialism versus cutting taxes. And, you know, it always comes down to this. I mean, I was teaching a community college class on Saturday. I teach a research class. And one of the administrators came in, was very nice, and said, well, you can get a free eye exam, but it was only at a certain time today on Monday. And I asked them, if your tuition were lower versus what it is now, would you go with that? Or do you realize all these extra services? Almost all of them said they would go with a lower tuition. They don't believe the extra service. In other words, they'd like to keep more of their own money. So you do see examples. I keep on playing Cardi B is out there saying, yeah, I'd keep more of my own money. Why not? What the heck is it going to take to break through that? Why are we on the cusp?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.